use the whole berry.
I see. What about a fungus that grows? You see, I don't know if you see them up here, but they put them on pizzas and stuff like that. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are those called?
They spray the peaches, and we end up having to wash them with, there's a stuff that I have to spray on them.
Okay.
Any kind of a, it takes that.
I was actually thinking of a fungus that people find is actually good. Maybe you don't know of it as a fungus. And it's something that grows out in fields and stuff, and people put them on people have a pepperoni and something pizza. You know what I'm talking about? They're in the shape of a toadstool sometimes.
Mushroom?
Yeah.
Mushroom. We have a few mushrooms. We have a puffball.
Mm-hmm.
We have a puffball, and then we have a...
Well, we have pretty near every kind of a mushroom there is.
Yeah. Out in the... If we have a wet... like we had a July and August, it was wet. And up in the timber,
mm-hmm.
you have boletas and...
all kinds of...
All kinds
really?
Of...
And a lot of the poison ones.
Really?
So you got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm not planning on going up there anymore. do you have do you use chipped beef at all? Is that something they have up here?
We use it once in a while.
What is it exactly?
Well, it's a beef that's been dried.
Okay.
And it's more or less
jerky.
It's you can keep it without maybe too much refrigeration.
Is it different from jerky at all that you know?
Jerky is about the same thing.
Okay.
Jerky is dried. They dry elk or deer,
mm-hmm.
make jerky
well,
out of it.
Well, back yonder, before you had refrigeration and so forth,
mm-hmm.
that's what you had to do.
Okay.
Everybody knew how to prepare the meat to so it didn't spoil.
Okay. Do you salt pork at all?
Not very much.
Okay. Is there another name for that you know of, salt pork?
Well, it's...
You ever hear fatback or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, fatback, uh-huh.
Okay. What about head cheese? Is that something they have up here?
Head cheese. I think Joel knows more about head cheese.
You know about head cheese?
Head cheese.
What?
Head cheese. Head cheese.
At one time, pretty much everybody that lived here had a cow.
Okay.
You know, and so they milked the cow and they made their cheese.
Okay.
But there hadn't been a cow here in 50 years.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Forget the head cheese then.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of thin milk? You ever hear of that?
Yeah, that's that. We call it Blue John.
Okay.
Blue John, everything's taken out of it. The
1%.
Cream and
okay.
there's hardly, it almost, it's just a little bit beyond the color of water.
It tastes like it too, huh?
Yeah.
What about curdled milk? Is that something you know about
curdled
at all?
Milk?
Curdled?
Yeah.
How about cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Is that what you would call it?
We eat that all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You eat cornbread at all?
Cornbread?
What is cornbread exactly?
Cornbread is just made out of a corn meal
mm-hmm.
and with egg and
it's
little
excellent.
Milk.
Yeah, good stuff,
and
huh?
She makes excellent cornbread.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of pan do you use? Do you use a type
usually
of pan
little muffin. Muffin
okay.
pans.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are the ingredients of wheat bread? Sort of regular bread, I guess.
Wheat bread is wheat flour
okay.
and white flour,
mm-hmm.
and of course yeast.
Okay.
Yeast, and some put water yeah. and some put a little bit of milk. In.
Okay. Do y'all drink many soft drinks?
Very, very few.
Do you
no
call
more.
Them soft drinks, or do you?
We don't.
No.
Well, I keep Coke and Seven and. Maybe root beer on hand, or Pepsi.
Okay.
But we drink water. Water, iced tea,
okay.
Postum. We
drink
very little coffee.
Would you call the Coke and the 7-Up and what have you soft drinks, or would there be another name that you would call those things?
Yeah.